Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 21st of April. Oh, took people on those birthday today. Francesco, I don't know whether you're listening. Italian member Francesco, good friend of mine. Happy birthday. And my best man, Kev. Happy birthday to you if you're listening in between working. He's still working, the boy. I will give you a shout, Kev. Been busy. I'll give you a shout. But happy birthday. Right, where are we now? What have we got? I watched, I took a whole new twist on Trump last night. I got to mention him, sorry. I'm trying to wean myself off, but then I watched the Trump White House coronavirus press conference, but I watched it via the live Twitter feed. Holy fecking shimoli, that there. That is a whole new ball game. I'd never watched one of them before. You can, little things pop up in the corner, arts and things, if you want to like it, but then up the left hand side you can chat about it while you're in there. That is a load of fucking nutters in there. Fuck, I mean, lunatics have escaped the asylum in there. It was every sinew in my body to not engage them. Fucking hell, that would have ended badly. I mean, it unbelievable. If you want to experience some fucking nutters, then you watch that tonight. Absolute nut jobs. The Nazis are taking over again. Absolute Nazis in there last night. Full on Third Reich babies. I just do struggle with what anybody sees pleasant in him whatsoever. I know there's people who listen to this pod who like him. I'd love you to tell me what it is about him that you like. What a despicable human being, and the people who follow him, fucking hell. I mean, there was that picture last week of the bloke walking around with the swastika, with Trump on the top, Pence on the bottom. Well, last night there was loads of them. Flipping, dearie me. It is worrying. It is worrying. But there you go. You want to see some fucking loonies, watch that. Not good for my blood pressure last night, I have to say. But I didn't engage. I didn't get involved. I watched it for about 10 minutes and thought, I can't handle any more of this. Anyway, moving on. I'm moving on out. I think we should have a spot the intro quiz on here. Play a few intros of songs. I won't sing them. I could sing them. Might not get them then. Play a few intros, and then you have to answer what the intros are. We might introduce that. Let's get straight into the recipe of the day. Kids' Day today. Today is Kids' Day. This is one you can do with your kids. Less than 250 calories, much healthier than any of that takeaway shit or ordering that you get. We are going to make pizzas in 5 minutes. 5 minute pizzas, because we cheat, we make them on a tortilla wrap. So buy some tortilla wraps, place them on a baking sheet, perhaps a little bit of butter on the baking sheet just so they don't stick. But tortilla wraps on a baking sheet, jar of passata, spread the passata across the tortilla with leave about half a centimetre around the edge so that you don't go right to the edges so it spills out about half a centimetre around the edge. And then basically you can cover it whether you like. I mean, we do ham, cheese, oregano, so just literally get some ham, cut it up, drop it on there, grate some cheddar cheese on it, a couple of bits of dried oregano, bit of pepper, and put that in under the grill, literally for about 1.5 minutes. High grill for about 1.5 minutes. While it's under the grill, just take out some rocket, dribble it with a bit of olive oil, a bit of balsamic vinegar if you like, in a bowl. Just leave that. When the pizza's out, 1.5 minutes, pull it out there. You've got to be careful because the tortilla wraps, they'll burn the bottom. So literally 1.5 minutes, pull it out, slide it onto a plate, rocket on top. You have got a little 5 minute pizza. Great fun to make with the kids. We have them quite often for lunch because we're a couple of big kids. But there you go. 5 minute pizzas. Good little lunchtime snack for anybody. Great for kids. Tortilla wrap, jar of passata, spread it out. Bit of cheddar, bit of ham, bit of oregano if you like, pineapple or whatever else weird on it. Anchovies, whatever you want, peppers. Put them on under the grill, high grill, 1.5 minutes. Whack it out. Little bit of rocket on top. Beautiful. Beautiful. The old fact of the day didn't last long, did it? It lasted one day. I did it Sunday. These new features I introduce, I forget them myself. It's an absolute shit show, isn't it? See, old Steve Wright, he has producers, teams and team of presenters and producers. I'm a one-man band. It's piss poor. I'm piss poor at it. So Bell End of the Bar started last year. Kept it going for about 3 days. And then I forgot. Let's just say Donnie is Bell End of the Day for the next 180 days. That takes care of that. We'll put Donnie in that role. That's that done. But fact of the day, I've got all the best facts. I've got incredible facts. I've got the best facts. And I did it Sunday and forgot all about it yesterday. Not one person said, where was the fact of the day? I'm trying to educate you all. I'm trying to get you thinking you can go down the pub and stun your friends with the knowledge that I have. So we've got two for today because I missed it. You're having two. Did you know that the 29th of May is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day? There you go. 29th of May. Fact of the day is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. I'll leave you to Google it, but it could be a great day for punters. You sceptics, have a look at that. Yeah, it's all about putting pillows on your fridge on the 29th of May. And second fact, which is amazing, this fact is amazing. In 2017, more people got killed taking a selfie than shark attacks. 35 people died taking a selfie and 5 died across the world in shark attacks. That is a stat that shows once more how dumb the fucking human race is. Big creature, sharp teeth, eat you alive, bring it on. Phone on a stick, point it at myself, fuck that. Not only do you look a dick, you could end up dead. Right, what else have we got here? What else have we got? Jokes, you lot, you're firing them in. It's relentless. The jokes of the day are relentless. Where is it? Let's go. I've got them here. Hang on a second. I've got so many. You're all trying to get in on this act now, everybody. Right. I think Sal's late. Sal, have you laid down the gauntlet? I don't know whether you have. Hang on, who have we got? I've got so many here. Oh, this is the one. Graham Griffiths. This might get them tittering. This is a sort of take on Monty Python. Man in a pet shop. That parrot you sold me still hasn't spoken a word yet. Pet shop manager. You must clear all the stuff out of his cage to help him concentrate. Goes back the next day. Man in pet shop. The parrot's dead. I found it on the bottom of the cage this morning. Pet shop manager. I'm so sorry. Did it say anything before it died? Man in pet shop. Yes, it said, who moved that fucking ladder? There you go. Joke of the day. Joke of the day. I've got loads more. I've got tons. I've got one more for today. I've got to do this just because it's topical. I've got to do this because it'll be out of date. It'll be out of date tomorrow. I think yesterday we saw absolutely unbelievable scenes in the oil price. People don't understand what it's all about, but contracts end today. So people haven't got places for deliveries in May. People haven't got places to store it, and therefore they'll pay you to have it. So if you've got a big warehouse, go and buy a load. But joke of the day. The oil price has turned negative as the world's drilling companies are running out of places to store the stuff. I hope no one's making any crude jokes about this. There you go, crude jokes, get it? Rolling in the aisles. We are rolling in the aisles. This is becoming like a radio show. We're all over it. Somebody said this morning, I'm heading towards Smashy and Nicey Land. Right, I said it was Kids Day. Kids Day, we're going with... What are we going with? I was going with kids' books. So I'm going to give you some kids' books. And these are books that I just remember reading as a kid. Somebody asked me, any good books for kids? I know time has moved on. It's a long time. Whilst I might appear as a big kid, it's a long time since I was a kid. The book I remember most as a real youngster, and I really enjoyed, and I know it was, I had an old yellow hardback copy, and it was rarely out of my hands. I'm always reading bits. Was The Magic Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton. With a character called Moonface in it, which just sort of grabbed me as a youngster. So The Magic Faraway Tree, and there's other books in that series, but that's the one I remember. Roald Dahl is obviously an absolute legend of writing, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and James and the Giant Peach, two fantastic books. And then for the older generation, teenagers, I think every teenager up should read this. It's a great book for adults. They're two of the best books I still to this day, if I was writing a list of my top 20 books, one, if not both of these would be in there. The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole and The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole. They came out when I was around that sort of age, 13 and three quarters. So it's The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, 13 and three quarters. And then the sequel was The Growing Pains, and they are absolutely cracking books. So something from all ages up, from the young ones, Magic Faraway Tree, James and the Giant Peach, great books, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and for your teenagers, I mean, I know they're all into computer screens and iPads and shit like that, get them reading Sue Townsend, The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole. Absolutely cracking books. So there you go, five little books for kids, and I've got one fictional book for sort of young adults upwards tomorrow, so that's tomorrow's book. So we've done the book, we've done the pizzas, we've done the joke, we've done the facts. The only one we're waiting for is the stat. And for the stat of the day, we are going to a league that they say has no goals. We are going to the French League 2. And just an interesting little stat that you can note down. In the French League 2, over the last 3 years, when you've had a short-priced home favourite between 1.5 and 1.75, backing the away team has produced 54 points profit in about 100 games. And backing over 2.5 has produced 15 points profit. So the league with no goals, backing over 2.5 goals is like a 15% ROI, and fairly regular. So you haven't got long losing streaks. Backing the away teams is 54 points up. But obviously you will have some long losing runs in there. Streaks of 8, 9, 10 bets. Just French League 2. The angle I like is the over 2.5 one, not so much the laying away, backing away one, sorry, but the over 2.5, again, good for trading when you add in a couple of other factors. Short favourite games in France, nothing under 1.5 doesn't work, but they don't get that many to be fair. But 1.5 to 1.75, just note it down. Another one on a Friday night, you want to sit and watch markets and trade short priced hot favourites in France League 2, 1.5 to 1.75, but it's good for the overs market. There's one for you to think about. Okay, just getting you looking at different things. You can discard it all as bollocks if you like. Don't call me, I'll call you. Right, I've done it. I've done the kids, I've done the facts, I've done 180 days at Bell End of the Day. The pizzas, give them a go, honestly, they're superb. Don't forget, we've got FTS Connect. If you are feeling lonely, feeling struggling, email me, we'll get you in touch with people, we'll keep you entertained. FTS Fitness on the website, don't forget, Nick set all that up, done videos for you, helps you out. I've up my walks, I did about 3.5 mile yesterday, did about 4.5 mile this morning. What else have we got? I need to tire that bloody dog out, drives me mad. And we've got the resources on the website, again, FTS Resources. That's got all the books and things on. So if there's any books that you want to go back and read, do spend the time reading, not watching that silly little box in the corner. Oh, question. There's a question. There's one for you. Do not ask me how we got onto this topic, because I genuinely do not know. But Sam asked me yesterday something about Charlie's Angels. And we went from there to the best ever Charlie's Angel. And it's a slightly limited conversation for me because I haven't seen anything past about 1980 when I was a kid. And it was always when I was a kid we did watch Charlie's Angels. Or my mum, yeah, I did watch it. And my mum and dad had it on. I watched it. And I think it used to flip-flop between Kate Jackson and I think was the other dark-haired woman Cheryl Ladd. I might have that wrong. I haven't looked. Jacqueline Smith, wasn't it? Jacqueline Smith, I think. Was Jacqueline Smith one? And I'm not very good at this, am I? Jacqueline Smith and Kate Jackson. Anyway, Kate Jackson is, that's the one I remember, because that was the one that had a bit of a crush on old Kate when I was a little boy. So Kate Jackson in Charlie's Angel. She is my best ever Charlie's Angel. Sam said, What's her name? The one who's given up now, retired. Cameron Diaz, which I didn't even know she'd been in it. So there you go. Who's your best ever? I don't know how many there's been. The best ever Charlie's Angel. Not on the fringes, must have been an angel. Who's the best ever Charlie's Angel? Don't we come out with some shit on this podcast, eh? Don't we come out with some absolute nonsense? Where did that... I don't even know how that conversation started yesterday. We were talking last night. I was doing some work on a spreadsheet. And somehow we ended up talking about Charlie's Angels. So there you go. Kate Jackson by a mile wins it. Kick ass. Kick ass Kate, that's what they call her. Right, 15 minutes of absolute nonsense today. Hope you have a lovely day. Stay safe, stay inside. I got another Sainsbury's delivery at 5 o'clock this morning. Ooh, ah, get in there. So that'll be, I think Sam's now on to 6.5 weeks, not gone out. I'll be up to 3 and a bit since I last went shopping. Time that arrives. Mental, innit? Madness. All right, guys and girls, stay safe. Love you all. We got birthday requests tomorrow as well. It's I did say, oh yeah, another one. I said yesterday I made a fatal error here, didn't I? All the best birthdays are in April. And somebody did follow that up on Twitter, all the best birthdays in April. I've said it. You look in history, I remembered somebody this morning. Hitler was born in April. I'll leave it there. Right, see you later.